The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We begin hour number two, Bruce Hooley Show, final hour of the week, with one of my favorite people to talk to on the show because he's so informative and he's eloquent, and I'm not going to butter him up anymore. I'm just going to bring on Matt Mayer of Opportunity Ohio. OpportunityOhio.org is Matt Mayer's website. You can follow Matt on Twitter, and you should, at Ohio Matt, and you should read his Substack, The Patriot Mind. So, Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Bruce,
and
where's the stunningly good looking.
Sorry, I left that out. I'll work that in next week. You know,
please,
I want
do.
To talk to you about a tweet this morning that I saw from Dana Loesch. Now, I don't listen to her show. I think she's fine. I'm on the air, I think, when she's on. But she posed a question today that I really didn't think was that tough of a question for me to answer, but I want to see how you answered it because we're of the same generation. And I think Joe Biden is as bad a president in my lifetime as anyone except maybe Jimmy Carter. And she asked the question. She said, who's worse, Jimmy Carter or Joe Biden? Now, I had an answer to this question, but I want to know what your answer is. Who's a worse president, Jimmy Carter or Joe Biden? And then tell me why.
Easy, Joe Biden.
And why?
Here's why. So Jimmy Carter, you know, gets blamed for malaise and stagflation, and rightfully so, right? But he also laid the foundation with the defense buildup that really started under him and accelerated under Reagan, which allowed us to win the Cold War. And as you know, then we had unparalleled economic growth for, you know, 30 something years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we all forget that part of Jimmy Carter. And at the end of the day, Jimmy Carter was an enormously decent human being, as evidenced by up until 3 years ago, you could go down to Plains, Georgia. He taught Sunday school with his wife every Sunday, and if you went to church, you walked outside, you could go up to Jimmy Carter and talk to him. That's the kind of guy he was. Joe Biden is a bad human being, and I don't mean just because of the corruption with the Hunter Biden stuff. You can go back to the 80s, right? He is a serial plagiarizer. He is a serial liar. He went after Clarence Thomas and Robert Bork in a very personalized, nasty way. So, like, this is a bad guy whose policies are even worse and are doing more to harm not just our domestic economy, but also he is harming America across the globe. So there really is no comparison. Joe Biden, if history is accurate 100 years from now, will put him down as among the top or bottom 10 worst presidents in American history.
Yeah, I think my answer is the same as yours. Biden is worse.
Very eloquent of you.
Because... Well, I think Biden is either incompetent or co-opted. Neither one is an excuse for what he's done to American energy. Neither one is an excuse for what he's done to defy the Supreme Court. Neither one is an excuse for allowing the unchecked immigration, the unchecked invasion of our country. The Dispatch editorial the other day was ridiculous about immigration is good for our country. Nobody's arguing that immigration is not good for our country. We're arguing that illegal immigration is bad for our country. So this is Joe Biden. This is the Dispatch. These are Democrats. These are people who strawman argument their way to denouncing the point conservatives are trying to making in this, and this are bad for our nation, as manifested himself by real world events, whether it's prices at the grocery store, instability on the world stage militarily, crime against people, but oh, there's no tie between immigration and crime. These policies by Joe Biden are intentional or the result of his incompetence. And that's why I think he's not just worse than Carter, but infinitely worse than Carter, even though he's given us the same high inflation that we hadn't had since Carter. And now stagflation with a 1.6% GDP growth just announced yesterday.
Yeah. What's the Dispatch?
The Dispatch is, I forget. There used to be a newspaper in Columbus.
There used to be.
Yeah.
I used to deliver it when I was a kid. I don't know what it is now within a, you know, yellow journalist rag. But no, that's exactly right. I mean, the idea that his presidency, and this is why Trump, despite everything about Trump we know, is beating him, especially in those six battleground states, right? And when you think about, like, there was a great editorial in the Wall Street Journal today about this whole, you know, the Democrats, Joe Biden's running on now two things, because nothing else is going his way. Abortion, 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 and threat to democracy. The problem for him is increasing numbers of Americans are seeing the Democrats and Joe Biden as a threat to democracy as they do more and more to keep Trump tied up in lawfare that more and more people see as completely transparent election interference, very little there. And so as that grows, it's going to be interesting as the threat to democracy flips from, you know, oh, 1-6 was an insurrection to, hey, these Democrats are really about taking the abuse of power, ranging from, I'm going to ignore what the Supreme Court says, and we're going to still pay off student loans, despite that it's unconstitutional, right? All the way to, we're going to do what we can to jail our primary opponent who's beating us. And again, the more we find out, the more we see there was absolutely collusion between the White House and New York prosecutions, Georgia prosecutions, Jack Smith. So it's just going to get uglier and uglier.
Matt Maher, our guest, opportunityohio.org is Matt's website. You can follow Matt on Twitter at OhioMatt and read his Substack, The Patriot Mind. And I want to get to your Substack this week, talking about right-to-work laws. And first, though, I want you to listen to a New York union leader, saying great things about Donald Trump. And we always see Biden out at these union events, right, where union leadership loves him. I'm not sure union workers love him. He was plus 23 in New York State in 2020. Now Biden is only plus 10 in New York. This union leader may say why.
We are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group, and we love our country, and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
So I know you're not surprised by that in light of what you wrote about UAW and Tennessee and what they're trying to do in Tennessee.
Yeah, look, there is a great disconnect between big labor bosses and rank and file members. Big labor bosses are all about being buddies with the Democrat Party, and they'll do everything they can to fund Democrats to help Democrats win. Despite the fact that under Democrat policies, right, the rank and file members of big labor have suffered over the last 30 years. And you see that clearly in Ohio, right? You go up to, Sandusky, and, right, there is a huge empty manufacturing facility that is being torn apart, and right across the street is an empty union local, right, because there's nobody there anymore. The jobs are gone. So what did they do to help those Ohioans? Absolutely nothing. The rank and file love Donald Trump because the rank and file are patriotic Americans. They all are all about the conservative fiscal policy, good social policies, and Donald Trump is fighting for them, and they know it. Now, that creates a complexity in places like Ohio when it comes to right to work, because they still have been fed this 40-year narrative that, oh, it's the right to work for less, or right to work hurts labor unions. But as I've argued when I ran for governor and as I argue today, right to work actually strengthens the hand of union negotiators when it comes to collectively bargaining.
Matt Maher, our guest, opportunityohio.org is his website. Follow him on Twitter at OhioMatt, and you should read his Substack, which is The Patriot Mind. I came across this tweet yesterday from a verified account, ML Football, 200,000 followers on the day of the NFL draft. And there's a picture of a Browns defensive end from years ago. Carl Nassib will announce the Browns' second and third round picks. That'll be tonight. And it refers to him as Browns legend, Carl Nassib. Matt, would you have any idea why Carl Nassib is a Browns legend?
Well, bruised. I've never even heard of the man. I know Ozzie Newsome. Yeah. I know, right?
This is not a sports question. Carl Nassib, it goes on to say in the tweet, Nassib was the league's first openly gay player. That makes him a legend.
Here we go.
That makes him a legend, Matt.
That makes him a legend. Okay, great. I'm glad that our sexuality makes us legends in sports now. That's fantastic. Right. And of course, you saw Megan Rapinoe, right? We need to be paid equal. We need to da-da-da-da. Who's now pushing aggressively to let men play in women's sports, which, you know, easy for Megan to say now that her career is over.
Yeah.
But, you know, Megan herself, you know, suffered a 5-1 defeat playing the U.S. national women's team against a U-15 Dallas FC
boys
academy team.
Yes, boys team.
Got beat 5-1.
By 15-year-olds.
So if she wants to play against grown men, right, women will be decimated. They're going to lose contract opportunities, scholarships. So I hope to God that, you know, most women realize Megan Rapinoe is crazy and they should ignore her and make sure we protect girls and women in sports against, you know, predatory men and opportunistic men who can make money being mediocre sports guys in men's sports, but fantastic in women's sports.
Cucho would score 10 against the U.S. women's national team if the Crew played him, for sure. Matt Mayer,
Opportunity Ohio. Yeah, it wouldn't even be close.
It would not be. Matt Mayer, OpportunityOhio.org. Follow him on Twitter, @OhioMatt. Thank you, my friend.
Always.
I don't think it's just me, but every time I drive around Columbus, no matter where I'm driving, if I see a construction site, 4 out of 5 times, what are they putting up? A sheets, right? They're putting up a sheet. Like, sheets is taking over Central Ohio. And that's fine. I like sheets. Gas prices seem quite fair. Food is quite good. I wish I could eat more of it. But it's got sugar in it. It's got gluten in it. I can't really partake like I did before finding out about my health situation. But when you open up a lot of sheets, you got to have employees to staff the sheets, right? And I've found the employees at Sheets very, very accommodating, very competent. So they obviously have the hiring practice thing figured out at Sheets, at least according to my specifications. But because this is the segment we call Today in Crazy, you know there's somebody who does not approve of the hiring practices at Sheets. And unfortunately for Sheets, that somebody is the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Here's a Pittsburgh television report about how Sheets has fallen afoul of the EEOC.
Sheets is being sued over its hiring practices. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed the suit this morning. It claims that the way Sheets bases employment on criminal records disproportionately screens out Black, Native American, and other multiracial applicants, and that this violates federal law. The suit does not accuse Sheets of being motivated by race when making hiring decisions.
Does not accuse them of being motivated by race. What are they motivated by? Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't pass your criminal background check. That's what they're motivated by. Sheets, in a crazy bit of uber discriminatory management practices, does not want criminals working at Sheets, for which they are being sued by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. What's the name of this segment again? Oh, that's right. Today in Crazy. That's the whole point of contention, is that Sheets runs a criminal background check on all of its applicants. And that, according to the EEOC, a disproportionate number of certain ethnicities are showing up on the red flags that Sheets raises from criminal background checks. And thus, those people are not getting hired. Those who fail the screening at Sheets do not get hired. And the EEOC says, we can't have that. You must have more criminals at Sheets. Last Friday, the Biden administration announced its new and not improved interpretation of Title IX, where starting August the 1st, if you're a boy you will be allowed to say you're a girl and go in girls' bathrooms and locker rooms. They say that they did not do anything with women's sports, but as I told you when this came out, in the 1,500-page edict, and it is an edict, it's not a law, it was not passed by Congress, Jim Jordan didn't vote on this, Mike Carey didn't vote on this, although knowing Mike Carey and how he voted for gay marriage, he'd probably vote for it. This was issued by the Education Department. It's an edict. You got to follow it, okay? Unless the Supreme Court in July rules on Chevron deference, which will limit these unelected bureaucrats from imposing their will upon us, I don't see any way that this is going to be blocked by the Supreme Court in time for it not to be at least attempted to be implemented. But there are some states that are saying, nope, not going to do it. Now, this would be a great time for our little pocket governor to rise up and say, we're not going to do this in Ohio. We are not going to do this in Ohio. But unfortunately, it is not our little pocket governor who is rising up to say that. It is the guy who I wish was running for president, but he was still
Florida governor Ron DeSantis. Florida rejects Joe Biden's attempt to rewrite Title IX. We will not comply, and we will fight back. We are not going to let Joe Biden try to inject men into women's activities. We are not going to let Joe Biden undermine the rights of parents, and we are not going to let Joe Biden abuse his constitutional authority to try to impose these policies on us here in Florida. We stand with opportunities. We are not going to let Biden get away with it. We will not comply.
Good. So there's one. There's another state that has pledged to do the same, not via its governor, but via its state superintendent. And that is, if you follow the news at all in education, you'll know that one of the leading conservative voices out there in education is Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters. Walters says these rule changes by the Biden administration are illegal and unconstitutional, and he is absolutely right in that. And earlier this week, he told all Oklahoma school superintendents to not make any changes based upon the new regulations. He says, if the Biden administration really wants to move forward with the most radical initiatives that we have ever seen in the country's history, we are going to sue him. He says these policies violate the First Amendment, the Administrative Procedures Act, and the longstanding civil rights protections for women and girls. What's the amendment that says you can't force compelled speech? He violates that one too. Is that the sixth, I think? Because part of the Biden administration's edict is that if you misgender someone, if they are a biological male or female, and they claim they are the opposite sex, remember, gender's a made-up word, don't ever use it. You're ceding ground to the left when you say gender. Don't say gender, say sex. But if you call a woman a girl by a boy's name because that's what they want you to call them, and you are someone who says, no, I'm not going to do that. You're not going to force me to say something that is untrue. If you are then sued for it, how is that not compelled speech? The law is compelling you to say something that you know not to be true. That's why Ryan Walters says, what we're seeing now is the federal government's obsession with controlling our schools and pushing a radical agenda. 100%. 100%. That's what we're seeing. I don't think enough of America knows about this yet, but once the word gets out, I think there's going to be a dramatic pushback. And again, I keep trying to see because, hey, you got to always remember. We got to always remember. I'll say it again so that we do. We have to always remember God is in control of this. The Trump trial in New York, is that helping Trump or hurting Trump? We don't know until the verdict, but it could help him. Things like this, the Biden administration thinks, oh, this will really help us. Maybe not, because God is in control.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.